On Monday, the 11th of April, that's next Monday, the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association will host an informational meeting in Grand Marais, and the topic is not deer, but moose. Mark Johnson is Executive Director of the Association. Good morning, Mark, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So why is the Deer Hunters Association hosting a meeting about moose?
Great question. We get that question asked quite a bit. Actually, it started about 4 or 5 years ago. MDHA had hosted a big game conference here in Grand Rapids talking about, you know, not just deer, but also moose and wolves and big cats and all kinds of things, elk, any of the big game in Minnesota. And from that conference, our board of directors was really stunned that there wasn't any special interest group looking out for moose or speaking for moose. And we are also stunned by the lack of programmatic approach towards moose management that the DNR had. So that's really why we got involved. The board said, hey, they're the granddaddy of the deer family. Let's bring them under our wing and let's see what we can do for them. You know, if we can advocate for the moose and hopefully make some things happen.
This started, as you say, with a large mammal conference back in 2007. Do you see any more conferences like that in the future, or is this meeting, like the one here in Ely and in Grand Marais, the way you're going to deal with it?
I think both. We are hoping to have some more conferences in the future. We don't have any in active planning right now, but that is on our long range plan, and meaning that not this year, but hopefully next year. But otherwise, locally is really a great way to increase that public knowledge of what's going on and what the situation is. In this case, it's an opportunity for us to help the public find out about the good things that are happening toward moose, the research that the University of Minnesota is doing and that the Department of Natural Resources is doing.
So who will be doing the presentation here?
Ron Moen from NRRI, which is a Natural Resource Research Institute with UMD, will be up and giving some overview of his current research that's going on, which is really cutting-edge stuff. And Erica Butler, who's a veterinarian with Department of Natural Resources, will be up. Erica is heading up the moose research for DNR. She's doing some death studies on moose. In other words, if a moose dies, she's the first one in there to necropsy it and to find out what the problem was. She's also been working with moose hunters and looking at their samples from tissue samples and organ samples from moose, trying to figure out what is the health level of moose in the wild.
Well, the DNR has sort of limited, or at least cut in half, I think, the number of permits for moose hunting up here in the Northeast. Do you, as a hunter, is that a help to kind of put moose hunting on hold for a while until we know what's going on?
Well, it's I think cutting them back is probably appropriate for the time. What we have is, you know, normally moose hunting itself is bulls only. So whether and it's a very small portion of the population. So you're looking at really a minimal effect on the population of moose as a whole when you have hunting. There is the regular hunting, and there's the hunting by the Native Americans, but all total, it really doesn't take many moose out of the population each year. That said, a year and a half ago, we wrapped up the Moose Advisory Committee, which was something that DNR put together based on impulse from statute or from some legislation that we were able to put through. And that Moose Management Committee, or Moose Advisory Committee, came back with recommendations on when the moose season should possibly be shut down, what are those ramifications for moose in many different areas, and how the DNR should work that into their management plan. And one of those recommendations was, as the population drops below a certain level, that the permits for hunting should be dropped to a certain percent. So they're following those recommendations at this time.
Well, what can hunters like here in Cook County, or non-hunters, do to help your organization, or just to help the moose population in general? Is there something specifically we can do?
Well, you know, specifically, is the best thing you can do right now is just get yourself educated. Find out what's going on with the moose, on both sides of the issue. One of the things that can help, there are a lot of little things. There's no magic bullet for the moose. I think that's one thing that everybody agrees on. But it's finding out to what magnitude those little things come together. One of the small things is that wolf, or the moose calf survival rate from spring to fall is about 50%, and that's it. They start at about 8.85 calves per cow in the spring, and you're at about 3.5 or less in the fall. So it means that we're losing a lot of cats, more than we should be probably. And one of the culprits of that would be the wolf. You know, he's just a natural predator. Another is the bear. They're a natural predator for calves when they're real small. But the wolf kind of prey on them throughout the year. And one thing we can do is we can delist the wolf from the Federal Endangered Species List, allowing for state management of the wolf. And that could have one of those, reduce one of those mitigating factors upon the moose. Other than that, you know, it's really watching and helping with habitat projects, because habitat is also one of those extremely key issues for moose. And it's habitat, in other words, is there good food next to where they have to stay to keep them cool in the summer and warm in the winter?
We often hear that deer and moose are sort of in competition for that habitat. Do you see it that way?
Not so much. Their browse is quite different between the two species. The competition really comes in that deer do carry they're a part of the life cycle in the carrying of the brainworm. And of course, in deer, it isn't really a threatening disease. It just kind of goes through their system. But in moose, it's a dead end. In other words, the moose get brainworm, and not all the time, but a large portion of the time, moose will die from brainworm. Of course, land slugs also, you know, they're part of that life cycle of the brainworm as well. But you can find out more about that at the meetings. They'll talk more about that a little bit, especially Erica Butler. And it's a really fascinating and kind of scary story about what the moose has to deal with out in the wild.
Well, we've noticed that lately a lot of ticks in this area, which we didn't used to have, wood ticks, and they do cause a problem for moose. I'm wondering if that has anything to do with warming up, climate change. Is there any indication that that might be affecting the moose and its habitat?
Yeah, there's thought to that end. There's no real connections of research with it. But, you know, if the weather warms or if we have a warmer winter, that is another stress on a moose. Now, whether it's actually the stress or not, I don't believe it is. I think by looking at all the research, there are just too many other factors. But it's one of the factors. And the weather is one of the factors. Ticks are another one of those factors. Tick loads on moose can be extraordinary. And we probably do have more ticks now than we used to, but there's no science to back that up. There's no research in that area. But ticks do carry other diseases. So, and of course, mosquitoes carry diseases. We're finding that Ms. Butler tonight or at the meeting will mention about the exposure of moose that she's finding to, you know, equine encephalitis and to West Nile disease and a lot of other things. So this pile of different factors is growing, and the moose is even though they're so big, they are a very fragile animal.
Well, the Moose Informational Meeting is 6 p.m. April 11th here in Grand Marais at the Community Center Social Room, and again the following evening on the 12th of April in Ely at Vermilion Community College. Mark Johnson, thanks for joining us and telling us about the Moose Conference.
It's been my pleasure. Hope to see you there.
Thank you.